You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome to Hattage Underground, everybody. This is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the Villain.
Macho Samson.
And we are joined by two wonderful guests today. First, the lovely
Brittany Nicole.
Yeah. Welcome, Brittany Nicole. And to my immediate right, the legendary Young Wolf.
Legend.
Why you give them all that?
Yeah, right. I go right. By
Jesus. My man's. Go ahead
Pretty
and
Boy
Ruhan. Pretty Boy Ruhan.
Here come the hate. The hate is already in the room.
I got to contend with three light-skinned niggas.
The LSA does not approve that message.
Do all that.
Yes.
But since he is a fellow light-skinned, we going to support him.
We got to support him, man.
Exactly.
How's everybody doing? Together, how's baby? Everybody feeling?
Amazing.
Today? Amazing?
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
No Just problem. Getting off work.
Okay. Working.
Getting them checks.
Yeah.
How's your day, Billy?
It's going well. Can't complain. Got drunk in Royal Oak. Now I'm here.
That's awesome.
You know,
I had a hell of a day out in the insane asylum earlier today in Warren. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Warren, so it is what it is.
Oh, man, me too, man. I was drinking before I got here, but I didn't know they had a bathroom, so I had to do an emergency pullover.
So, I understand.
I'm sorry you're in front of somebody's house in Royal Oak.
Oh, no.
No.
Y'all see a yellow right. outfit.
Jesus, don't incriminate yourself.
It's the one and only. What about you? What about you, Macho?
And I got some sleep, and that was all I could ask for. Just some sleep.
That shit is priceless, though.
It's priceless. Man.
It's amazing how you become a full whole ass adult and realize all them punishments that you was getting
was
as a kid
was
the best shit of all time.
Like, I wish I could go back and say
take a nap, not going outside the fucking house.
They should bring back hammocks. Like, they should bring back hammocks.
Hammocks is clutch.
Actually, on Sunday, we went to Gus's Chicken, fried chicken or whatever.
How is that?
Never yeah, because we got a Gus downtown near Fern. We got a Gus downtown in Detroit. Like,
right. And it's over by Selden, over in that area.
Yep.
So after we finished eating, it was straight.
Okay.
Bland. You just being cute. Go
I
ahead.
Mean, you know, whatever. So after we finished eating, I'm like, my hair brand on there. I'm like, let's walk around downtown. Dumb. So we're walking around and it's these like abandoned houses. And of course, you know, the are taking over. No shade, no tea. But you know, they was like in the background, in the back of their house, they were in a backyard living their best life in a hammock.
Wait, was this on like Trumbull?
Wait a minute.
No, it was like Cat a Corner from Gus's Fried Chicken.
Oh yeah.
So it's like an abandoned building, of course, naturally so.
It's like rich bums.
And they was like, so I kept walking in the back like, what y'all doing?
They're called hipsters, Macho.
That's what we call them?
I prefer the term rich bums. That was nice. Rich bums. Hashtag rich bums. I'm putting that on Instagram.
How do you be a rich bum?
Easy, nigga. Easy. Get a man bun, a flannel shirt, motherfucking.
And some knickers.
Knickers?
Yeah.
Some niggas.
Knickers.
You gotta drink craft beer, and you gotta listen to like.
No. You gotta take up some useless hobby too.
Yeah.
Like butterfly
like knitting.
Counting.
Yeah, oh, butterfly like counting.
Butterfly
knitting.
Counting.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh cards and.
And they shout out to, make shout out to like the trap cards. Millions of dollars.
Man. Trap cards.
It'd be rich.
Counting crayons.
I mean, I wish that I had access to the knowledge that some of these rich bums have. Mm. I mean, these people have become my neighbors. I've stayed downtown for like. The last 15 years I've stayed downtown, so I've seen it grow. Like, and I mean, I stayed in the Cass corridor back when it was still the Cass motherfucking corridor.
You talking about where the crackheads weren't friendly?
If you didn't know me, describing my old apartment building seems like a motherfucking lie. Like, you.
I used living in the Carter.
When me, Randall, and Will lived in the motherfucking Carter, I'm talking about like.
Y'all calling it the Carter now?
Bro, like the elevator was like a saw trap. It was like, it had the initial door and then the gate. And I remember coming home and it was like a separate puddle of piss and a puddle of blood in the elevator.
You got skin.
Pick your poison.
Someone had a hoot.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah, more than a hoot.
Motherfucker.
Hoot nanny. The whole hootenanny.
I remember talking to Lil Will. I remember.
Shout out to Lil Will if you're listening.
Shout out to the homie. I was talking. I talked to Lil Will. He came home one day. Couldn't take the elevator because it was out of order. And out of order either means it was too disgusting to take, or the shit was literally broke.
Piss stains was too rich.
He had to ask some prostitute fucking some nigga in the hallway. Right, to move out of the way. So.
See, this is why we control them.
Hold on.
No, I'm gonna get on it. I'm gonna get on my stuff.
So, it's okay.
Y'all slow on the intake.
That's enough. Of that.
You gotta have that hand ready.
No, speaking of broken elevators,
I'm feeling on your
stuff. I thought you was about to say speaking of
prostitutes. I've got one too. And it's life changing.
Look, we've heard enough piss stories.
No, it's not.
No, I want to hear.
During the day, I work in property management, and the one building that I manage is 12 floors, and it's a senior and disabled building. Need I say more? But I will. So this was last week.
The fuckery.
And they're like, the elevator, freight elevator isn't working. And I'm like, okay. So we called an elevator company out.
Okay.
Now, someone had already been stuck in the elevator. Ooh. So I had to call the fire department. Mm-hmm. And they came out, got the elevator open. Then why did the elevator tech get stuck with like 3 residents in the elevator?
Were the residents women?
Yes. And she was like,
please tell me they weren't late for bingo.
One had a heart condition. No, bingo is in the community room. Yeah. And so,
she said heart condition. Ain't nothing going
and
on.
And I'm like
that.
Dying. Right. So I text my boss. I'm like, hey, why is the elevator tech stuck in there? He's dying laughing. He's like, I hope you having a good day. I'm like, this is a hoot. This is a good time.
This is terrible.
Yeah, it's funny to me.
You know what I noticed about those like senior high rises?
Something funny about that?
Is it? Yes. I was about to say, is it? What?
So,
where are you going?
You got to bear with the bearing, bro. So, and this is particularly of your interest, Macho. You remember staying in the dorms? You remember all
Shout
that?
Shout out the state.
You remember all
state.
That? All that fly no jiggy nigga shit state. You was on Yikes. In the dorms?
Of course.
Yikes. Easy access to box.
Hey.
Food, fucking with niggas in the hallway.
Always.
Well, the senior assisted living places are like that, except with old niggas. And now
we talking about with the STD, right?
And with the, I was just about to bring it up.
Let's just talk about
and
it.
And with the advent of weed, somebody's grandmama is in there getting fucked.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Every day.
I don't
want
to hear about nobody grandma.
I'm talking about somebody grandma.
Can we do a timeout, bitch?
I've seen a resident. She put another resident on her walker. Like, you know, the walker with the chair to roll him to her unit.
That's a good girl.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
man.
A good girl.
Yes.
He can't get there, but he'll help you get there.
Hey, wait. Let me ask you.
I'll let you finish.
Niggas out there throwing disabled dick. Like
that's the
AR, for that $7.51 a month.
ARR penis.
That's a come up. That's a come up.
How you gonna hit the bell on me?
Because I had to.
I didn't even think y'all heard me.
That was a
okay,
hot one.
So since we got 2 women in the room.
Okay.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
It's
kind of a rated R question. Do women like eating ass?
How do we get to that?
Hey, we're talking about grannies rolling niggas to the chair.
Okay,
low key,
so.
based on the last line of conversation, I feel that's a fair question.
That is a fair question.
So, no answers?
Do you like it or do you do it?
Answer it first.
That's legit.
Okay.
That's legit because it's always.
Have you done it? There we go. Wait, whoa. That's one
too
half.
Long to answer question.
That's one half.
Listen.
Oh, I just want to let you know,
oh,
man.
God,
like
this Hennessy.
The engineer has the power to make or break us. So
yes, she can cut your mic.
You fuck with her at your discretion. I forgot to tell you about that in the beginning. I'd expect you to be so fly, nigga.
Already dealt with her before. So
you've been in line pretty good since then. Proud of you.
All right. Just because you said that.
I can't wait for
Shout
the
out
two.
To
How many asses have you eaten?
You call me Ginger. I'll say what I want to you. That's how this works.
Is have she you ignoring ever eaten, the
have,
question?
Have you ever eaten ginger?
Say it again.
Have you ever eaten ginger ass?
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Circumcised that nigga's mic right fast.
His mic is weak.
Trash.
You're next.
No, I don't think any woman just naturally goes in and spreads some butt cheeks.
Like, you know what?
Wait,
Today's the day. It's a build up.
Like, I you don't just go in there and be somebody like, oh. Like, who does that? Like,
So, that's some stuff.
No, like, it's just, like it's a just default a limit.
Ass eating noise. Or,
yeah, that is. That
so,
is.
Wait. My next question is very interesting.
Just know
I always ask dudes. I'd be like, so do y'all bend
you,
over
you
or do y'all lift your legs up?
You know you do it, and that's perfectly fine. You live your best life. Let me just say, and that's perfectly fine. We applaud you for it.
I think all light skin.
I don't like getting my balls.
My ex was dark skin.
We could tell you ate his ass.
No, I didn't say I did. You assumed.
You didn't deny it.
I said no one goes in and do. I'm not doing that to nobody. I'm not spreading nobody booty cheeks and getting salmonella. You're right. When I wax it.
So what if he what if he sat on your face by mistake? Naked.
By mistake.
Wait, what do you mean?
How does that happen on
because, okay, I get what you're
tripping on a banana peel?
Hey, it could be some freaky stuff going down. So,
in what situation does that just happen on accident?
Let's say. Whoa.
Face first in your butthole. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Let's say they had a swing in the room, right? They had a swing in the room. He was swinging. He actually went too far.
All right, that's enough for you. All right.
So my question is this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you all feel like your freak level is? Because I will say this. A guy swear up and down that he, I'm a freak. Putting your naked penis in somebody's booty hole is not a freak. Like, that's not free. Now, if you nutting on somebody but lick it up and spit it in her mouth, that's a freak. So on a scale of 1 to pegging, how freaky are you?
She said you got licked the nut up?
I'm just saying, because guys,
I ain't that type of freak.
Honesty. All
right, so you said on a scale of 1 to pegging, right? Jesus.
Villains of 10.
Hold on, wait a minute. How do you know about this? That's the real question.
Hold on, nigga. Brittany,
fact that you know about it, sir.
She raised a
so everyone knows what pegging is, correct?
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. Good.
She breaks.
You don't
up
know what. Pegging is. I strap you.
Whoa!
It's the 50 Cent.
Wait. So you get the shit
allegedly?
Yeah. She gets allegedly to poke you.
Because some niggas.
No wonder y'all know it.
Some niggas is into that. So
some niggas.
I know how to turn the shit down. That's why she asked a relevant question. We gotta go across the room and ask. Like, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know what I'm saying, you getting bust down, pegged.
No, I'm not getting pegged.
So what's Macho's freak level?
I'm a 3. I'm like Ruhan's a 3.
I'm probably about a 3 too.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm a 5 maybe.
So what you
okay
got?
So what makes you a 5?
Yeah, he got a finger up the butt.
Yeah, I think
Macho got the finger.
Macho say 5. Macho
say
5.
About 5.
What you say, Ru?
Man, 3. I'm normal.
Normal.
Let me just eat the pussy and the regular dick and the shit.
Honesty, best policy.
I done been with some crazy bras, man. And I started early, so I don't know. It depends.
Now, wait. Are we saying this without the drugs?
All that shit counts.
All of it counts.
And you already
stick with my 5. You're going to stick with your 5?
And Baron done has
with
some.
With a possible.
Baron done like has some. Baron done had some project pushes.
Even with the drugs, some stuff you'll know.
Baron has had some project pussy.
There you go.
Project pussy.
And that's the best. Because you just assume. I work in Section 8 tax credit housing, public housing, and all we see is a bunch of kids and dirty houses, and it ain't no way a nigga laying up in that house unless it's good, period.
Facts.
Or he can just be broke.
No, because that's the same premise as the best dick come from a nigga with no job, no car, no place to stay.
Because he ain't got nothing else to focus on.
So you better be doing.
If this was an RPG, that nigga literally put all skill points in the dick
to be unemployed.
No, because I'm saying, because right now when you got a job, it's mediocre. Mediocre dick come because you got other things on your mind.
Work, dog, hobbies.
When I was 20 years old, I was giving out the best dumb bum dick ever.
Yeah, I feel like age is important.
Yeah,
like if you like 21, 22, you shoot like a machine gun.
I want to say that Baron hovers between
maybe a 5 and a 6. And I want to say, I want to keep it at 5 and a 6 safe, because I want to say 7 is when you get to the, 7 is when you get to the girt shit.
Yeah, 7 is like.
You get to the snowballing, bitches.
See, I didn't.
You toting that line.
I didn't have.
Cringe.
You can say whatever you
want.
You
can say it.
I can say it.
Can
I?
Late now.
He said, "Can I say?" Bitches?
I apologize to all the bitches listening.
Yikes.
Sorry, but all right.
Somebody canceled this.
So
man.
I had bitches that spit on before, and
now that's something that is just like. That's too much. That's too much. Like,
disrespectful. How is that too much?
That's the best. That's,
okay.
They be like, they open their mouth like a fish.
Like a bird.
You know, I'm just saying, like, yeah, that's just too much. Like, you're not about to spit in my mouth.
I think also it's like,
or my face.
Applied technique and psychology increases the freak shit. Like, if you cascade the nuts of a broad, I've noticed, then it's on some other shit.
But it has to be, like, understood.
I mean, of course it's understood, because you know if it's not understood, it's a criminal case.
But at the same time, you got to
pause. I am a sexual assault victim. No rape jokes.
Okay. I've been through this.
That's like half our show
he
right
learned
there.
The hard way. Come on now.
He already has his head down. Like, oh no, she yelled at me once.
I'm reading.
And it was during a time where I didn't accept it, and I didn't work through it. I've been to therapy for it, and I encourage any woman or man who has been through it to, you have to work through it, or else you're going to automatically always have this roadblock in front of your face.
I agree to that. I agree and I respect that.
And I feel like in the Black community, going to therapy is so taboo, or accepting your mental and emotional trauma is so taboo, and we have to face it, because other than that, we always are going to hinder ourselves. We're always going to fight ourselves.
Yeah.
And I was fighting myself.
I agree to that.
I still go to therapy to this day.
That's what's up.
I was talking to a young homie about why therapy isn't so widely received in the Black community. And the fucked up part about it is because the compounded fucking Aggie and the fucking compounded shit that you're dealing with in the Black community. So there's a bunch of shit in the Black community. You dealing with secrets on top of secrets, people not saying shit, and then, you know, you not being able to trust your own family members. And it's weird, because if you can't trust your family, you're pretty apprehensive about trusting other people, right? Because you never know when that motherfucking secret is going to get brought up that you confided in with somebody. And just the whole stereotypical model of psychotherapy or psychoanalysis that you see is you sitting on a couch, or you just telling somebody your secrets, and there's no reciprocity or anything like that. I think that if Black people actually took the time to look into mental illness and took it serious, you see that there are therapists that will sit down and have a conversation with you.
Because, like, in the Black community, they don't even use that term of mental illness. They just be like, oh, that's so-and-so. He touched it.
He touched it. It's always some little hoe-ass innuendo. Like,
right,
and
it's always something like, let me tell you something. Whatever religion you belong to, that's helpful. However, that person is not a didn't go to school to help you.
Right. Yeah.
You're like a psychiatrist did. You know what I mean?
They went to a different type of school.
As the Black community, oh, we gonna pray about it. Oh, we gonna do that. Let me tell you something.
Prayer, and they're shame too.
Prayer don't pop pills on your counter. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people really actually need to be medicated. And fortunately, I didn't have to go that route, but I just needed to talk about it. I kept suppressing it. Like, oh, I'm okay. Oh, I'm okay. No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't okay.
Well, you know, they didn't really have that type of education back there. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, well, I never had that discussion.
I mean, that's not a normal thing that you talk about at the breakfast table. It's also because being educated, literate, and whatnot is not valued in the Black community to the same degree as it should be everywhere else. It's like entertainment and the frivolous, trivial shit that'll get you famous fast is valued versus, you know what I'm saying, you being erudite and eloquent.
But when you talk about entertainment and you talk about all this abuse and problems like that, like, people's power and stuff kind of like blinds them to people's problems, like Nicki Minaj.
I felt that hit coming.
I'm gonna do it anyway. Nicki Minaj.
I didn't have a bell.
So appropriate.
Yes.
But yeah, you got people like Nicki Minaj and her brother, you know, and like, she's not, it don't seem like she's taking it that seriously.
Protection. And that's what we do as the black community, as family. Your brother is touching you. Your uncle is touching you. What do? You ignore it and protect it because you don't want your black man in the system. Because
they don't want to face judgment.
And that's it. And that's and unfortunately, don't wanna, that's it.
Peel them niggas' scalps back now.
Some people got to go.
Yeah.
Some people got to go. Look, the Baron is all about peace and reconciliation. But listen, man, motherfuckers is out here wilding, and motherfuckers is out here wilding and not being stopped. And worse, and even more worse than motherfuckers wilding and not being stopped is people that know better caping for them. Shit really needs to be addressed. And
but we need a code, man. Like, I feel like, for real, we need to have a code of conduct when we address in those type of situations. Like, we don't have a code when that happens.
I think that slowly something is coming about, just like we're talking more about rape culture and, and certain topics or some certain verbiage that is offensive to men and female, male and females, when you're speaking to them. Like, certain things that were acceptable in the 90s, women are like, nah, that shit ain't flying today, bruh.
And niggas is having a hard time dealing with, you mean I can't make a sexual assault?
Yeah,
these bitches is out here wild.
Right, yeah, they're wilding.
I can't pop a perk in her drink. Why she not looking? I can't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, we gotta start actually executing, like, when it comes to, like, time to put people on Front Street, you got to actually follow through with that. Like, you can't just sit there and just be like, oh, well.
These motherfuckers had to be made pariahs. Otherwise, nobody ever learned a lesson.
Shame.
We got to bring back shame.
You have to bring back shame.
Regardless of who the person is. If your boy out here doing some fucked up shame shit,
him.
You need to shame him.
You need to shame him.
You need to pull him to the side. See, if he out here beating
out to,
his girl or
Game
doing...
of Thrones.
You can't do that.
Yes, no, public that's what public shame. Public shame. You need to beat him and cut his hair.
You need to bring back public shame.
I agree.
Let's be
the only reason why public shaming has no place now is because world star and I want to be famous nigga culture it has ruined the power of shame. What you can now become a millionaire being
it's different
shameful.
When you're living in the hood. It's like you try to change somebody in the hood, he gonna bring you to THU, These Hands University. It's not gonna be the same. You gonna have to throw them hands up. You shame me, the hands gonna go up.
Like, no.
He gonna be like, fuck you and your thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard life.
Niggas do default back to the Chris Rock shit.
But it gotta go back to the old school street shit where we were policing our own community.
Yeah, the OGs. What
the OGs was police. Like, when I was growing up, you had drug dealers that could go do stuff that the police couldn't do.
Drug dealers
are the dope heads.
But that's what, these new niggas is different. Like, back in the day, I had drug dealers on my street, and they'd be like, that dude kind of special. Hey, don't do what we doing. Go over there, do that. Go do
but
your
school
shit.
They had an honor code.
Play your games.
They had an honor code. You used to could be like, go to a drug dealer. If your stuff got stolen...
I think the glamour
go to them.
Yeah, the glamorization of certain aspects of the life has made that shit moot. Like the embracing of savagery has made shit.
And the
moot.
Drugs fucking with them.
It ain't even, no. It's not the drugs. It's the drug culture. Because niggas that sell drugs don't be using drugs. Sometimes they just addicted to the money.
That's true.
They're addicted to the access to women.
But like he said, the savagery, like people like looking at having no feelings and no heart as a positive thing. Like that's not good.
That shit ain't positive at all. As long as there's kids in the world, nigga, you got to be on some righteous shit, at least for them.
Right.
That's the thing.
They look
like,
up to your bitch ass.
We live in a
I mean,
it's true though. That's true.
We live in a very Saturnian type of culture where there's this emphasis on consuming the youth, frivolous wastes of time, and focus on the good old days or the golden age of shit that never existed. There's always been dope fiends. There's always been drunks. There's always been bad parents.
Yeah, and you can't talk about the golden age and then be like, well, the shit was wrong back then. Like, which one is it? You can't say, oh, we don't do the shit that we did back in the day. But those were the golden ages. Which one is it?
I'm from the project, so there was never no fucking golden
age. I was just about to say that. There's no
just like this Make America Great shit. Like, when exactly was it great?
great for
not
who?
Not for us.
It wasn't never great for niggas. Like,
but I guess, you know, I come
well,
from
there goes
like
the rest of our tell us what you know,
like I come from two parent family household. My parents actually September the 17th that we married 34 years.
Jesus,
shout out to
the
parents.
Okay, hey, Catherine and Demetrius. 34 years. I come from the burbs. Like I. I can tell
in your accent.
Yeah.
Don't try to hold me.
You do.
But, I mean, let me tell you why. Because I was maybe one, and some crackheads was knock, banging on our door at like 4 in the morning. Okay. And my mom was like, I'm not raising my child here. And at that point, my parents saved so much money just to get us to move, because Southfield was popping out. You know what I mean? That end of that.
This was pre-you-ho-ass niggas ruining Southfield.
Southfield is like Detroit. What it was
it's
back
just
in the
North
day,
Detroit.
And then now
it's Northwest
Detroit.
Detroit
is Highland Park, and you know what I mean. It's just like, but I'm saying, and that's what happened. I grew up on Memorial in West Chicago. That's where I came home from the hospital too. And then when I was 3, we moved to Southfield off the Service Drive in Magnolia Parkway, 18120 Magnolia Parkway.
Whoa,
and you know, when I turned 15, going on 16, then we moved to Franklin. And my parents still reside there to that day.
Did you go to Lathrop?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did you go to Southfield?
No, okay. I did not.
Where'd you go?
I actually graduated from Groves, Birmingham.
You went to the more boozy school.
Because I was in that school. But for middle school, I was in private school. My daddy was dishing out back then $800 a month for me to go to school. Just because he grew up on the east side. He seen all of that and he didn't want
that. What part of the east side?
You went to Catholic school?
It's the east side. It don't matter. What
like, it does matter.
No, yeah. Like over by Cantrell Funeral Home east side.
Okay. That's fair.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Shit. So he was like, not for you.
Okay.
Not for you at all.
I appreciate it. I do appreciate
it. It's humbling.
It is. I mean, it is. Unfortunately, well, I don't want to say unfortunately, but sometimes I can't relate to certain people's struggle. I sympathize, I empathize.
Yeah, I don't know what y'all broke niggas talking about. I never missed a meal growing up.
She like you Jay-Z, know what I mean? Like the Jay-Z. Lights was always right. on. And I'm grateful for that. You know,
I feel that shit should never be held against you. That's another topic. That's another set of whole ass stigma that pervades the community is making fun of motherfuckers for having both parents at home.
Yeah.
My
like,
bad.
Why do we shame that?
Because they ain't got it. Because your daddy left. And your daddy was locked up. Demetrius was not.
At least not with me.
Catherine was not.
Really
because
not
the crabs
me.
In the barrel syndrome, man.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Niggas didn't relate to the Cosby.
Niggas didn't relate.
Yeah. I think Detroit needs Cosby its own kid. Version of Australia. Like, let's just make an island.
We got one. Highland Park.
That's what Belle
Isle. I'm about to say
that's
Belle Isle.
Belle Isle used
Highland
to be
Park.
For.
Highland Park Belle, is a city.
We should reopen it. Let's just make Belle Isle Australia.
Let's
Junior.
Make Belle Isle great again.
No, they turned Belle Isle. They already
Mullet.
Did that.
It's
they turned. They turned Belle Isle.
No,
to a state
they,
park.
No, I can't say that because they don't have a strip. Bring back the strip.
Bring back Highland Park.
Fuck Highland Park.
Fuck Highland Park.
I'm like no.
Highland or bring Park, back Scandler. Bring back Chandler Park.
My brother used to be a fire department at the Highland Park fire, a firefighter at the Highland Park Fire Department. Yikes!
Nope,
and they didn't have
nope.
a floor. Like.
I was about to say no offense against your brother, but I've partied in that firehouse.
Right
there on Hamilton and Puritan.
That dead
right?
end. At dead end.
What type of cocktails do you have, sir?
Cocktails.
The Baron ain't got no cocktails. The Baron don't ski.
Do you
say Highland Park? I just
the Baron don't ski.
Do you get wet?
I don't get wet, and I don't ski, my nigga.
I don't know.
I'm on some Smokey the Bear or Super Mario shit.
You ain't
but
never,
none of the other shit.
You ain't never took no shine.
You ain't never took
no. Oh,
I mean, you was in Highland Park. I just assumed.
No, I take that back. I take that back. I've been dusted once.
I knew it.
Dusted? What?
Dusted.
That?
Was it a mistake?
Wasn't even a full ski, just like a pass by dusting.
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Walks
are we
gotta
out
explain,
of it.
You gotta
wait, explain.
Are we?
For
is
the
this drugs?
Yeah, this is a drug.
Even my suburban behind knew that.
I mean, shit.
I grew up in the woods and I knew that.
I mean, well,
this engineer got more skin.
People in the hood didn't have that much money.
I'm talking about Percival, Cindy Percival, my nigga. copping a 20 bag off of some bitch ass niggas on MLK. First of all, I'm gonna let you know. If I ever see anybody that looks like a fucking scoundrel on MLK, regardless of what city I'm in, I'm calling the police. Fuck you niggas. Off top.
I ain't gonna lie, King Hole niggas is rough. Yes.
You know what? Yeah. I work for the company that manages.
Yeah, it's rough. King Hole is rough.
That's because you're from the suburbs.
Shout out to King Hole.
No, you know what? If you're gonna do drugs, do drugs from people you trust.
Yeah. Nope.
I mean, I went to King, so I know some of the people.
Barney was the only drug I had.
Barney.
Yep, nice. Barney. That purple stuff.
Yep. No. The real
you
dinosaur.
Was on LA?
No.
The real dinosaur? We need to have a talk.
That was a jam.
You know that wasn't weird. Real.
You know what's weird? People see me, they be like, oh, you the hoe, but I'm an actual anime nerd.
You still a hoe?
True.
Jesus.
Yeah, but you know, but anime is the quickest way to anime.
They got anime porn, so you know
they
you
got
watch
anime hoes.
I used to watch a dude with like a thousand.
I'm learning her.
Wait a minute, you watched a dude with a thousand.
No, like
the fact that you
he talking about the animation. But see, what it is the animation. Anime is the quickest way.
Just so you
talking about anime with a broad is the quickest way to drive some draws unless she's in anime.
Right, that's true.
So I feel why he had to specify that.
You got
to
get an anime hoe.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. No.
Can you be going to like Comic Con and stuff?
Yeah, so could you talk to a guy that's into
you know,
anime?
Right now I'm not talking to anyone. You know what
I didn't say now.
I am trash.
I didn't say now.
Living her best
life. Well, we know you're in the trash.
So
we've
taken a lot of time talking about topics and stuff. Usually we let our guests talk about themselves.
We 30 minutes in.
Shameless plug.
We've been having a hoot.
That's a good thing.
What's a hoot?
A hoot nanny.
You don't know what a hoot is?
Oh, that's bourbon language?
No.
Oh, it's having a good time.
It is. It's like a country language, actually.
Brittany, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm looking for my little peanut M&M's.
Spill it to the audience. Let everybody know who you is.
34, 26, 38.
Gonna get the digits for
actually, I don't mind giving my measurements. It is 38, 32, 44.
32?
Man, nigga, my stomach 32. Don't try to hold me.
No, I thought it was smaller.
Oh, okay, it is. No. But,
just automatically think everything is an insult. I was like, Jesus.
Oh, come on, my ex was trash.
Respect that
why.
Queen.
Let her speak, man.
Respect that queen.
Okay, like I said, my name is Brittany, and of course during the day I'm in property management, but that is not my passion. I am a licensed esthetician and skin therapist and acne specialist. If you want to clear your skin, then you will come see me. If you want to continue to look like you do, then
like,
you won't.
Like Charlamagne.
Wait, say that word.
Esthetician.
For people that don't know what that is, that's a beauty.
It's not
specialist.
It is a skin therapist. I am.
Well, y'all look it up. Google will tell you.
They've been having this debate for like, come on now.
She is wrong.
Until I stop paying this student loan, it's what I said it is. Okay. So I said what I said.
Go ahead and finish talking about yourself.
I work in Royal Oak, pretty much up the street, at Skinforia. It is black owned. Come see me. Book with Brittany. And I love what I do. This
any
is my
social
passion.
Media? Any social media you want to shout out?
My
quick?
Social media would be Aesthetics by BB. That is my business page. That's on Instagram and any other social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It is one Brittany Nicole, and it's TTANY traditional, not this new age stuff that's going on.
Can you spell out the other page? Because niggas don't know how to spell aesthetics.
You know they don't, but it's okay.
I still don't.
Shout out to Craig.
Ooh.
One lonely bell.
Aesthetics by BB.
There nice. You go.
So can I ask you? I want to just ask you some questions.
Go ahead.
What got you? What got you interested in that particular field? Everybody's got a story behind their interest. I'd like to hear yours.
I used to manage a salon, and I actually was interested in waxing. You know, and I
like
wanted
coochie waxing.
Let me tell you something. Once you start waxing pussy, you are zero, like you've not
fazed
by it.
How many of the JJ have you waxed?
I see pussy all the time. Like
Oh, that's
it is what it is. Like, you're just not, you're not fazed by it. It's just like,
I feel that way about, I feel that way about dicks.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, whoa. Because I'm about to add what you bisexual.
What's going on?
I don't know what the Baron is into now.
No, but I'm just saying, when it's your, when it's your profession, it's just like, it is what it is.
What are you talking
about? The Baron goes to the gym.
Let's not say Let's not skim past that.
No, he
said something about, that's how I feel about dicks.
We gotta address. Hold up. We gotta address why this is normal.
Speak your truth, King. Speak your truth.
The truth comes down to it is this. I learned the hard way a long time ago.
I'm making this
as cringe as possible because y'all don't understand how much I love to see the villain.
How
upset.
Old were you?
Ain't no age, my nigga. Don't play me like that.
This is an ongoing thing.
I draw.
Okay.
You draw
dicks? Oh, Michael Superman!
Yes.
I'm told you.
I had a lunchbox full of dicks.
I'm totally on some McLovin shit with the Encyclopedia Dick Britannica.
My God. The Barry draws.
What is going on?
No, what it comes down to is I spend a lot of time at the gym, and I know that old niggas. Old niggas.
I wish old listeners could look at our engineer's face.
Like, you know, you don't have to look, right?
You don't have to look.
And it's always old dick.
It's always.
It's never new dick. It's never spry dick. It's never spry dick. It's always senior citizen dick.
I mean,
AARP.
At the gym? I be naked at the gym.
So why are you naked? What's going on?
You lost your bail privilege.
Wait, what the fuck?
It has to be respect. I'm with you.
I'm comfortable with myself now.
Other people don't want to look at you, nigga.
I don't. Why look?
Exactly.
You walking around.
If my dick hanging to the side, why you looking?
Why are you looking?
It's common courtesy.
You gotta give motherfuckers common courtesy, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it's common courtesy. Put a towel on. Okay?
Yeah,
that's common courtesy.
You think that
no one wants to see yo balls?
But why is you looking?
So he the type. He the type that go in the pool with his shirt on.
No,
that's what he is.
That's different.
First of all, I was the first guy that was before Fat Joe was going out there. And Summer Jam with his titties out. I was the first one in Miami to start flexing with the titties out.
So shout out to my nigga King.
I have no discrepancy.
He still had a shirt on. He had titties over the shirt.
No, you can look up.
Macho,
you can look at all my pages. Macho has always been let the titties free.
Free.
Jesus. See, y'all didn't know. He got one big nipple on the right side.
Oh my God, what's going on?
Why are you looking at nipples?
You looking at nipples in the gym?
Why are you looking at man nipples?
Nipples. Pause. What's going on?
See the conversation that Baron
I have a question. How many pierced nipples do you all see in the gym? That's a legit question.
My nipples pierced.
Dudes is rare.
I don't look for
you
dudes.
You see it a lot.
Mine's are pierced.
You see it a lot on women.
We can see it on IG. That's a lot of people. I didn't talk about you.
Oh.
I was talking about nipples in general.
Y'all better look up her page.
Let me see your pierced nipples.
I mean, to be honest with you, it only makes sense if you go into the gym to take the shits out.
No. Because they close quick. And like in March, I had the flu and I had to take them out to get an x-ray to make sure I didn't have like my lungs was filling up. And I was so weak by the time I got back home, I was laying down and it was the worst trying to put them back in just from going to the doctor's office, driving back home.
So is that for sexual preference or appearance?
No,
preference?
You know what? Literally, I was sitting at work one day. I'm very spontaneous. So I was sitting at work one day. Okay.
Dick pierced.
Is it? What's going on?
No, go back to you.
No, wait.
No.
Listen, it is.
No, I'm just joking.
Okay. No, you're not.
I thought about it.
Okay, but no, I was sitting at my desk one day and I was like, I just want to get my nipples pierced. And I went after work and I got them pierced. Just like on.
But
does
it do anything or is it still just a pierce?
You never realize how much your titties run into stuff. until you get them pierced. Because I sure got out the shower and I ran past the door, the threshold of the door, and like the side and hit it, and it was like your toe hitting the corner of the bed.
Yeah, I get that problem with
your titty toe.
No, you don't.
So, okay.
It just hangs.
Young Ruhan?
No.
We had to talk. What about yourself?
Tell us about yourself, Young Ru. For all the niggas partner. Not familiar with the legend of Young Ruhan.
Don't gas him up.
Legend.
Yeah. It's a legend.
Oh, okay. Well, this my fault. Okay. All right. I'm new to the legend group.
I had my hoish days back in the day.
Back in the day? Yesterday?
No.
don't incriminate yourself.
I mean, everybody know this, probably listening.
Nick, are you really trying to find my nipple pierce?
Yes.
This nigga
he's
going
to go jack off to tonight.
I'm back in like 2000. I'm back in like 2016.
Jeez, he went to page 3.
I'm seeing niggas I ain't never seen before. Who this nigga?
Who?
But yeah. Okay.
Nobody want to hear his perv talk. Go ahead.
But yeah, my name, I do go by Ruhan. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Ruhan Brown, RUHANBROWN. Right now, I'm creating my own podcast as well.
Okay.
It's going to be something like ESPN.
Something
similar to that.
I feel bad that we don't ever get to have you on here talking about sports and shit.
Yeah, one day when y'all...
Work schedule
gets back to normal.
Yeah, we'll get it together. We'll get you right.
You know, but also, I am into fitness, Muay Thai. Shout out to Landon Simmons.
Shout out to my nigga.
Super Simmons.
Super Simmons. King. I ain't know y'all worked out together.
One of the greatest teachers of all time, I tell you, in Detroit.
Landon to get you together.
Yes.
Where is he located at?
Cooper's Gym.
Cooper's. Okay. He has six locations.
He lives in Cooper's Gym.
Six locations.
Mm-hmm. We tried to get Landon on the show, but there's too many stipulations.
If you're listening, we want you to get you on the show.
He booked him busy. That's why he got these stipulations.
Let's not talk about Landon.
Yeah, we got copyright laws. Can't go too far, but you know.
That free plug. You're welcome now.
I do be at LA
Shout
Fitness on 13.
Shout out to Cooper's.
You know, if anybody do wants to work out, get their fitness on.
The one right in Warren.
I was say, where do you work out?
Roseville. 13 mile and grass shit. So,
oh, okay, super easy.
That's the only LA Fitness I ain't been to. I done been to all the
really
rest
nice,
of them.
It's really nice, man. It has everything you need.
Nicer than the one in Troy?
The one in Troy? No.
Is that a signature club, the one in Troy?
The one
up the street from where I work is a signature club.
That's the only signature club they have.
Signature club, explain to me. I ain't never been
there.
It's
never
a high clientele, I'm guessing. It has certain features that they want to, you know, keep
the niggas out.
Woo!
Keep the rowdy.
I said what I said.
Keep the rowdiness out. So, you know, it's rowdy.
They call police on file calls.
It's something of a higher rate. Your normal rate would be like $30 a month, but they're is $40 a month, so it's
$10 more.
I should get a membership just to come in here.
Do they have the brown paper bag test?
No, but I had.
He passes it. So
I talked to one of the workers that worked there, and they said it's more of a snobby, bougie place. So you probably.
The main reason why I fuck with LA Fitness over Planet Fitness has always been because they got better amenities.
Yeah,
like. If I go on the floor and I do about 40-50 minutes of heavy lifting, I want to swim for about 30 minutes after.
You ain't got
stretch my muscles,
decompress. Plus, you don't want to get no free pizza shoved in your face.
That's what I'm
also
saying.
You want to walk around
jumping
naked.
Out the tootsie roll.
You want to walk around naked.
Naked in every gym, villain.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when people told me that about Planet Fitness, I'm like, why would y'all go to the
That's
gym?
That's how they keep you coming back.
Judgment free zone, my
one
dick.
One tootsie roll at a time.
We're going to get you fit and fuck. You up at the
I surely yeah, grab a handful much, of tootsie yeah. rolls to be on the elliptical.
Give you all the
Food Network. Food Network is on the TV.
You need this.
But you know, one advice I do give anybody.
Well,
that is
there go our
out,
Planet Fitness.
This
sponsor.
Is key. He's about to drop a gym.
It's 70% diet. 30% working out. It's
I
all
believe
about.
That. I believe that.
Facts.
What you eat at home, you can work out all you want, and you won't know there's no improvement.
Nutrition,
but your health, how you eat, is the key.
I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out.
They're passing out M&M's.
Oh, what is that? We got a caller.
It's probably Landon.
You already know who he is.
He's talking about his contract, y'all.
This is Hattage Underground. Go ahead and tell us who you are.
Hey, this is Aaron from Dearborn, Michigan.
Skyfire.
Yeah.
Everybody give it up for the legendary Skyfire right quick.
Skyfire.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I'm just getting off work. I'm actually on my way to Dave & Buster's. I really want, what I wanted. to talk. There's two things I wanted to talk about with
Kentucky. Go ahead, Scott
now,
Fire. Go
so
ahead.
The first thing is about the shaming, what I call the parent shaming. Now, there's a
parent
thing
shaming.
About that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, people like over 21 or something like that and living in their mom. I'm happy that I'm living with my mom because we're talking about Detroit.
You
area.
Happy
we're
that
talking
you
about
what?
A volatile yeah. area like Detroit where you can't keep a where you probably can't even keep a job in the first place.
Whoa. Okay.
Unless you're like me, I've been working on fire for 2 years.
Shay.
I mean, he bring up a good point. Like a lot of like, so I worked at DMC. I ain't gonna take up too much of your time, Scott Fire. I worked at DMC and I used to talk to a lot of the residents and medical students, and a lot of these motherfuckers was doctors. Motherfuckers was still staying at home with their parents.
So yeah, broke. Of course, because their parents probably paid half of their tuition.
Yep.
Room and board is zero, so you don't have to worry about that.
Tell them,
Scott. And then you get to have your time off and stuff like that. All you do is go home and
I got a
clean
question.
The house or
are you walking? Like are you that. Walking right now, Scott Fire?
I got a question.
He rushed into the car.
Hold on, Scott Fire.
No, I'm actually walking to Van Dyke.
Rushing to Van Dyke.
Going to Dave and Buster's.
I got a question for you, Scott Fire.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to Dave and Buster's. That's another thing I want to talk to y'all about me and my little property from Dave and Buster's.
I kind of know how he looks.
Wait a minute. I got a question.
I kind of know how he looks.
So what you do about fucking, though?
Take it easy.
Nothing. I mean, look.
Damn, he answered you quick, villain.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about because I'm an ace anyway. So,
do you like dudes? Ooh, or?
No, he ace.
No, wait. What does that mean, Skyfire?
I got y'all. I got y'all.
What is an ace?
An ace is an asexual person.
They talked about this. No, it's not that. They talked about it on Horrible Decisions.
What is it?
It's a horrible decision to be asexual?
I don't know.
It's
kind of
like you really don't.
No sexual desire at all. Okay. I respect that. So what is your second question, Scott Fire?
What's that?
No, he was saying, like, when you were talking about Dave and Buster's, you want to talk about that right quick.
Now, the reason why I say that is because, you know, everybody talks about side hustles and stuff like that, doing drugs and stuff like that. All my, you know, it's funny enough, I work and I pick up bills for, you know, for me and Dave and Buster's, you know, I win so many tickets that really much... David
Buster,
it's like I'm being paid to play at
David
Buster.
Wait, you consider that a side hustle, bro?
I mean, I got you, bro.
$300 a day.
How old are you?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, how old are you, Skyfire?
Skyfire is a legend, though.
What is your age,
Skyfire? I am 39.
You're 39 years old? You didn't know?
Good age,
yeah, I am
man.
39. Yep.
Clap it up for the 39-year-old virgin.
He never said he was a virgin, though. Don't try to hold him.
He said
he was asexual, meaning that he does not have sexual desires.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean he doesn't have sex.
That didn't mean he didn't have sex.
Juan, thank you for calling in, Scott Fire. We appreciate you, man. Please call again next time, bro.
You
know,
appreciate you calling
bye.
In.
Bye. Have a blessed evening.
You, all right. Thank you.
Is he gone before I say what I need to say? But do you know what that reminds me of? That on Waterboy when he called the wrestling?
Bobby Boucher?
Yeah, when Bobby Boucher called the wrestling.
Captain Insano.
How old are you?
H2O.
Right.
But
no, it was like you gotta listen to that. They really like explain it because it's so.
It's very deep.
It's really deep. Asexual.
What I find amazing is we literally just had a whole 10-15 minute conversation about raw cock and naked dicks, and my nigga Ruhan had no problem with that.
Go ahead. This ain't gonna end with me.
You guys got another call.
We got another. Yeah, I guess it is going to end.
It's going to be a female watch. Go ahead.
This is how it's crowd. Go ahead.
The only motherfucker that can beat me to this fucking show is the white man, dog.
That must be Tudor. Yeah.
You about to get hung up on.
How you doing tonight, Tudor, man?
Man, everything good. What up, my nigga? Schoolboy Q, dog. You looking real fly out here, dog.
My nigga.
Hey, I hear him
in the
every
studio.
Week. Schoolboy. You are a legend on this show.
Dog, today's our day one, dog.
Today's our day one.
Hey, yo, man. On some honey shit, though. For real, though. Like, really. Y'all need to stop talking about Gus's chicken, though. That shit is bullshit.
Did
y'all
not
giving these fucking chicken fries.
Listen, I was just saying where the area I was in. I said it was straight. I didn't say it was the jam.
Why the first thing a black man got to come up with is chicken?
Oh, Tudor.
I'm just saying, man. Come on, bro.
I tell you why. Tudor, what kind of cigarettes you smoke?
Squares.
Wait, what?
Cool.
Fuck them niggas.
Newports.
But
what kind of was it? Titter.
Dang, I don't even have anything to talk about. Y'all lit though.
Titter, what kind of cigarettes do you smoke?
Newport 100s.
Oh, Newport.
Newport 100s in a box. There we go.
Well, I tell you. I knew it. I could tell by how often he called. He doesn't have nothing to do at night.
Jesus.
Titter the man. We might have to go
to the show. Titter is our honorary. Well, he's not even honorary anymore. He's a member. He's a member.
Yeah, I hear him every
Yeah, Titter is our fifth guy.
That's Flip.
No, I'm the
Flip. That's Flip. Flip.
What up, though, Flip?
Oh, Nas, what up, though? Right. You just talking shit about
the man. Yeah, my bad. But,
for those that don't know, Titta is our...
Oh, yeah,
I'll
give a shout out to Ginger,
dog.
She need to be like a hand model. She got nice hands.
She got... Wait, she got nice hands.
That's not nice. That's not her name.
You got to respect that queen.
Did she hang up? Did you hang up?
You don't go
for her. No, but I would have.
Oh, wait, he did say you had nice hands, though. I didn't look at your hands until now.
This is the first episode we didn't talk about anything going on.
But that's what makes it so good. I mean, I've had a good time with you all.
This is great.
This is a pretty refreshing episode.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank God we didn't have to fucking talk about Trump. This is like the first episode we ain't talked about Trump.
You just brought it up.
I told you she didn't want to talk about it.
I did. I said, I was like, no, I ain't talking about no politics. I'm sick of hearing about it. Like, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'm sick of hearing about it.
Wait, can we talk about one thing I do want to know?
What's that?
No, wait, it wasn't about politics. Okay. It was just, I just wanted to know everybody's favorite new artist that just came up.
Like Roundtable?
Yeah. Wow. Start with The Beautiful Ginger.
Yeah, oh, dude, I'm dying my hair. We're going full ginger.
Please. I would love to know.
Favorite new artist? I don't have a favorite new artist that's recently came out. However, I do have an artist that I forgot about, Quabs.
Quabs, how you spell it?
K-W-A-B-S. Look him up.
What kind of music is it?
It's magical. It's like electronica meets R&B meets, I don't even know how it's
the jam when you high, probably.
It's amazing.
So they use ski masks.
It's like good high driving music.
Can I just say it?
I fucks with the ginger.
We gonna go this way. All
right, Macho.
I don't have a new artist right now.
Come on, man.
I don't really have any new artists. I've been trying to look for
the y'all
new
artists. Ears
are open.
You a little bit in the younger.
No, I have old artists. I respect everybody from the old age. But
now, what's
old old age to you?
Define old.
If I had to go to prehistoric dinosaur.
See, there we go. You fucking younger. You fucking younger.
I am 29.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, I'm old as shit.
Why you say yikes? Because
he about to say like Ja Rule or something like
no,
that. Like,
no. See, my old artist would go be Ludacris from the Afro Times. You have to respect the man that had.
That's
not really old.
That's not old to us.
That's old.
Okay. Well, are we dialing back further?
We got another caller?
It's probably Landon Simmons. He's talking about his contract.
This is Caller Underground. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Mo here.
Oh, man. What's going on? How you doing tonight, brother?
Well, I just got to say, man, good platform of the show. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about, but I was dying the whole time.
Talking about dicks, Mo.
I had to pull over to the side.
Please, you got to get dicks out of his mouth.
Right now. Just to
we're going to ban Baron from dicks.
So I'm glad that you called in. I actually wanted to ask you something, Mo.
What's up, brother?
I was talking to this fool ass nigga Maul the other day, man. And
shout out to Maul.
Shout out to Maul.
How you doing?
He's doing all right, man.
Huh? Say shout
man,
out.
Man, okay. You know what we was robbed of, bro? On some stupid shit. Of course, I was high when I was talking about this dumb shit.
We was
robbed of a Burt Reynolds Iron Man TV series in the '80s. We was robbed of that shit, bro.
Yeah, that too. I agree. Like Burt Reynolds was on some other shit back then. So.
Iron Man with a mustache. I mean, Iron Man always had a mustache. But he ain't had a Burt Reynolds mustache.
Was he drunk
Iron
all
Man
the time?
Mustache?
I mean, Burt.
Terry Ferguson mustache.
Terry Ferguson was getting it in, bro.
Shout out to Terry Ferguson.
That's my nigga.
That's my nigga, though. He taught niggas how to be a scumbag.
Oh, man.
You know it's bad movies.
So what do you guys, okay, so just give me like 10 seconds. What do you guys think about this whole fiasco with Omarosa dropping tape after tape? And
I knew somebody was going something.
What do you guys think this is all going to
happen? You, my friend, have a blessed and prosperous day.
I guess I'm good for
you've ruined our fun.
It was a no politics day.
It's a shit show circus, and she's spilling tea and being a messy bitch, but I mean, it's America. So.
Look, we're not forgiving our tea. You're not.
She don't all get no potato salad
all I
or macaroni.
Is, man,
she can't come to the
cookout. The president is a reality you. Show. It's like watching another episode of The Apprentice. It's
you sound like you can come to the cookout though.
Mo the man.
Mo been here.
Yeah,
Mo's here.
Yeah,
we here.
Thanks for calling in, Mo. We appreciate you, brother.
Anytime, man. Y'all
appreciate
be safe.
Okay?
Thank you,
Mo.
All right,
Mo. Y'all want to know one thing when y'all was talking about Iron Man? You remember when we used to, Macho, remember when we used to give like women certain nicknames?
We did give nicknames.
Like, we used to call women Sabretooth.
What? Like, I done met a couple Victor Creeds, I ain't gonna lie. Victoria Creed.
Nicknames
like,
was
yo,
important.
We called one bitch Grimace off the McDonald's. Yeah, because she was built like Grimace.
Because I feel like after a certain time, you got to shame them or at least give them a name.
Oh, but what? Why were y'all doing that?
That's how you remember.
Before we let y'all get into full latent misogyny, can we finish Ruhan's request about new artists?
Oh, yeah. See, okay, I say that because there's a lot of new artists out that I think y'all should open your ears up to. I know a lot of y'all older prehistoric people don't.
You fuck with that little baby?
No.
I don't like that nigga.
You know who I do?
That nigga album, Slap Nigga.
I actually like that
you
shit.
You know who I do? S with?
Shout out to Travis Scott, too.
Y'all have to listen to Lil Pump.
Lil Pump,
man.
Is that the Gucci Gang?
Like, if y'all listen to Lil Pump, he's a little turnt dude. Got me back in my young days, man.
My favorite artist currently is my nigga Westside Gunn. I fuck with that funny sounding nigga. He hilarious, dog.
Yeah.
Kodak Black. Shout out.
Kodak Black fuck up too much for me.
But he free.
He could be a good artist, but he just in and out of jail all the time. And then he come out of jail, he be fat. What's up, nigga? Come out of jail fat.
Ain't the food nasty?
Only if you're a broke nigga.
If you got real money,
but I'm
you
saying
can put
in,
money
in,
on
in
books.
Jail, like, you know, I get it. If you got money, you get money on your books. But do the food change regardless of how much money you have?
Yes, it does.
I don't know these things.
Yes, it
does.
The bird.
Nobody in my family been in jail.
You could do some things for a candy bar, okay?
Yeah. Oh shit.
What would you do for a Klondike?
He be rolling deep.
See, what they do is it's called they put money on your books. You know,
right,
so.
I mean, I get that point.
Rolling peace, baby. Yeah.
I know that, but I didn't know like was steak an option if you got $20 or something.
Shit,
like that.
Depending on how shitty they be paying them guards, yeah. I sneak a nigga in a half.
I mean, have you ever seen Casino?
My bosses,
of course. I know like the back of my hand.
Then you know that they, you know, Casino and all the mob movies.
I'm
they were putting in
lobsters and shit.
Yeah, they was pouring in lobster and steak.
I got a question for her then. She a movie buff.
I'm a big movie person.
Go ahead, Villain. Who's new artist you fucking with?
New artists? Do they have to be rappers?
No,
just for you.
How new are we talking?
New nigga. New,
somebody
nigga? That
you like somebody
you
can
about.
Introduce.
Oh, somebody
like,
I
open.
Recently found out about.
Yeah, yeah. Like Quabs. Or his name?
Yes.
Hey.
Seriously, look.
I'm gonna look him up for real, like on Apple Music.
It'll change your life.
Please, I hope. I want piercings in my nose and shit.
I don't
Are
think it'll change
pocket?
Your life like that.
Hey, look, I want to do this when I listen to Quabs. All right.
I like
Devil Signs.
I like XXX's boy.
Ski Mask.
Hey. I like Ski Mask. Ski Mask is cool.
Okay. Yeah. What about the beautiful lady, Brittany?
Yes. I don't have any new artists. Like right now, I've just been like literally. I can't tell you the last time I listened to music in the car. Indoor voice with me. I can't tell you the last time I listened. It's just been like podcasts. Like I really enjoy listening to podcasts. However, I'll tell you one of my favorite artists is Eric Roberson.
Eric Roberson.
I don't know too much about
Shout
him.
Shout out to Eric
no
Roberson.
Idea.
Yeah, no, amazing.
Shameless
like if you just want to put
artist.
If you just want to put plug. Something on to. Push play and not change a song, then you will play him.
Nice.
So wait,
is it box
podcast,
approved?
Man.
Is it
my favorite podcast? Is
yeah. We'll go back around this way.
Right now, today,
Hattish Underground
number one.
Y'all gonna let her speak?
Shout out to the
right.
Club.
I mean,
go ahead.
No, for real. Like, legit. Girl power. Horrible decisions. W-H-O-R.
I'm really going to look that up.
Yeah, no, like, seriously. These two ladies are really changing the game as far as professional women talking about taboo issues, you know. And we have to be quiet if we have a salary job. You know what I'm saying? Or if we wear a suit to work. And they are really breaking that mold.
At whose behest do y'all have to be quiet, though? Yours or the company's?
Both.
I thought that podcast.
It's not ladylike.
I thought that podcast was just talking about sucking dick for an hour.
Well, I mean, you know, ladies.
Here and there, here and there. It does come up.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about politics.
Lady like
that podcast again?
Horrible.
W-H-O-R-E.
See, it's the way it's spelled, you would think, is like.
Just type in whore, and then you'll find it.
Okay.
What about you, villain? What podcast you fucking with at the moment?
Well, my favorite podcast is Brilliant Idiots. Mm. But
yes.
Ever since Charlamagne turned into Charlamagne that we have now, I'm not sure.
Wait,
about
is
that.
It before Rape Charlamagne or after?
Yikes.
I don't like Charlamagne now. He's really a...
I'm just going to say the elephant in the room.
All right.
All right, go to you, Bear. I'm not answering that.
Joe Rogan. I fuck with Joe Rogan.
You know, I don't listen. I don't listen to Joe Rogan that much. I listen to like bits and pieces. I don't listen to the whole thing.
I can never. I don't ever have the time to listen to the whole thing. So, like, I fuck with the myriad and variety amount of guests that he has. I've seen like maybe like 10 or 12 of the podcasts at full length, but the podcast is so good and it goes on for so long. The snippets are enough. Yeah, I'll watch like a couple hours worth of Joe Rogan podcast snippets.
Did he have Roseanne on there yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, after the Macaulay Culkin shit, he might as well have her on there. Right. That nigga was talking about some weirdo shit.
See, I have two favorite podcasts. One, of course, is Angela Yee. You have to give it up to her.
Lip Y'all, service. It's called Lip Service.
Okay, wait a minute. Since you listen to Angela Yee, do you listen to DJ Envy's?
No.
Yeah, DJ Envy so boring.
You gotta listen to DJ.
He's so boring.
He's just too light skinned. You're
light skinned. You gotta
support.
But he's too light skinned. But to bring it all, but the second one is y'all have to Shannon Sharp.
That's not a podcast.
I listen to it.
That's too much cooning for me.
Okay,
too
much cooning. What's yours?
I hate listening to Joe Budden.
Ooh, love it.
Shout out to Joey.
Yes.
I hate listening to
him. He's a villain.
But I'll listen to it.
That's the point of him.
And also, it's Joe Rogan. I love Joe Rogan because it's like, Joe Rogan, you don't know what type of guest he'll have.
That's why I fuck with it. He be having everybody on there.
He has everybody. Like, he had Neil deGrasse on there one time, and I actually listened to that whole episode.
That episode was great, where they were talking about the moon landing and shit.
Yeah, talking about moon landing.
Man, Joe need to hurry the fuck up and bring Eddie Bravo back on the show.
I need to get hers. She going to say Howard Stern, watch.
Wow.
Back in the day, bring it back. Got to.
Howard Stern.
Okay, yeah, that might have been one of the first podcasts I've ever listened to, but currently, it's hard to say. I think one of my top favorites, though, is Last Podcast on the Left.
I heard of that podcast.
Those guys, they're honestly fucking hilarious.
Wow. Okay.
They're just a bunch of huge nerds that...
Nerds, give it up.
I like Screen Rants.
That's all she has.
They go into some details about some pretty creepy shit, but they're so funny. Yes.
Last podcast on the left.
Try them out. They're pretty funny.
Yeah, I definitely will listen to them.
This was so much fun, y'all.
Yeah, it was
great. We appreciate y'all for coming out. We appreciate our guests.
Thank you for
having me. We appreciate...
I hope to come again. And visit y'all
for sure.
Please,
definitely on
please
the favorites do. List.
We're getting a lot of good reviews.
Double tap.
You were definitely a hoot.
Didn't I tell you when I walked in I was gonna be a hoot? Yeah.
Anybody that's all that. Pimply faced, I'm gonna refer them to you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
No shout out to all the pimply faced listeners.
No, don't. Please,
y'all, shout out
no.
to the fact that we had 3 callers today.
We did have 3. That was a record.
That's amazing.
Hey, I did Loki, tell y'all this was gonna be the 6'9" of y'all podcast.
That was a record for the callers. Shout out to
the
callers.
Are you 6'9" now?
Shout out to everybody that called in.
What episode is this? Like
12.
12. I was about to say 11.
12.
Okay,
we
so for 69, you do have to do something.
We are gearing up.
I want to thank everybody that came out and listened to us. Please like, share, and subscribe for more Hattage every Tuesday, live, 9 o'clock-ish. You know, CPT. Bear with
CPT.
Us. We love y'all.
Shout out to the Detroit Podcast.
Shout out to Detroit Podcast.
Shout out to Detroit Podcast for hosting this.
And I hope you motherfuckers actually heeded my advice last week and got them goddamn Audible accounts. They did sponsor our
episode. Shout out to Audible.com for sponsoring us.
Wait, before she cut y'all off, Baron needs to, now he needs to sponsor the bag of dicks.
All right. Let's end this. All right.
Be on the lookout for the Baron dick bag.
I love it.
The gummies.
Gummy dicks.
Hashtag.
Gummy dicks in
Baron
the bag.
Dick bag.
But until next time, this has been the Mighty Mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the Villain.
Macho Samson.
Brittany.
And Ruha.
There we go.
And we are out.